Revenge of the Billionaire Girl. Chapter 41. Sophia is my girl. Drake looked at him as well. It was not someone he knew. But his pretty face was a big threat for him. I am. Bard waved his fist. Paul covered his mouth in shock at first. After he had realized what happened, he ran over to them. Sophia knew Bard was not likely to hold his temper, but she did not expect him to punch Drake the minute he saw him. Bard. She wanted to stop them, but it didn't work. Drake waved his fists as well. Bard wiped the corner of his mouth with his hand and was about to continue this fight. Finally, Sophia cut in. Stop, Bard. Bard could not believe it. Are you telling me to stop? It was he who. Let it go. The past is in the past. Bard was not content with what was going on, but when he saw the look on his little sister's face, he stopped. He stared at Drake while pulling Sophia into his arms. Listen, Drake Riley. Sophia is my girl. If you dare to hurt her, I will rip you apart. Drake's dark eyes focused on Sophia the whole time. She stayed in another man's arms so naturally, without trying to disengage herself, like it was something she had done thousands of times. Paul, who was standing beside Drake, could totally feel the coldness oozing from his boss. He was really worried that the airport's going to be turned into a huge igloo and everyone in it was going to be frozen. He had no idea where this man came from, but he was really charismatic. Wish he could continue to be so. Bard looked at Sophia dotingly. Let's go home. His hand was still on Sophia's shoulder as they walked away. If he could, Paul would also like to leave, but as he saw the person coming towards them, he approached Drake despite his worries. Mr. Riley, he's here. Drake shifted his attention and headed to the person in front of him. When they were heading home, Bard kept complaining like he was never going to end this conversation, which Sophia had been used to. Among all her brothers, Bard liked talking the most. As long as he was awake, he would not stop talking. Edwin was also talkative, but he was not as loud as Bard. As for Charles and Travis, they were fine. Sophia, you didn't find someone to kick his ass. Sophia looked at him resignedly, don't you think that would be childish? Not at all. It's a good way to make you happier. Sophia shook her head resignedly. But Bard caught her hand, if you haven't done it, I will do it for you. She looked at him resignedly, let it go. You are here because you want to help me. Don't make things messy. If you do something wrong, I will send you back. Are you feeling sorry for him? Tell me, are you still in love with him? He could not figure out what was so good about Drake that his little sister loved him for so many years. It was utterly unnecessary for his little sister to fall in love with any man, her four brothers would take care of her. Just shut up. Fine, Bard thought, anyway he was here for free meals though he said he was here to help her. When they arrived, Sophia led him to the next room. I bought two apartments, so you can stay here. Bard looked around, it's beautiful. Thank you. If you think it's not convenient, I can find someone to dig a hole between our apartments. No, it's fine, just tell me your password. After having settled everything, Sophia was about to leave when Bard came over, asking, Sophia, the water heater in my room is not working. Can I use your bathroom? Sure, said Sophia. And I ordered takeover. I'm starving. Did you eat anything? We can have lunch together. Sophia looked at her phone. It was lunchtime and people in her company were probably resting. She could take the chance to show Bard around after having lunch. Okay. So she stayed. When someone pressed the doorbell, Sophia thought it was probably the delivering guy. But when she opened the door, it was Drake Riley. Sophia, is that our food? One thing about Bard except his talkativeness and strength was that he was crazy about food. He alone could eat half a veal. He went out from the bathroom, with a towel on his waist and nothing on his upper body. He was surprised for a moment, but when he saw who was at the door, he approached Sophia and naturally wrapped his arm her shoulder. "What's wrong with you? Why are you here?" Drake didn't expect to see him in Sophia's place, especially when he was only in a bathrobe. But Sophia didn't seem to mind it. It was like something rather normal to her. He looked at Sophia and asked, "Does Travis know all of this?" "It's none of your business whether he knows this or not," Bard answered. Drake felt the man's unfriendliness. He believed if the man could, he would not waste a minute to tear him apart. Drake sneered. "What a surprise, Sophia, I'm impressed by how much you've grown during the past 3 years." Sophia answered carelessly, "Mr. Riley, you should go if you don't have anything particular to discuss with me." Drake turned around and left. He intended to ask her what was the relationship between them, but now it seemed like a stupid idea. For her, he was just an ex, and she was free to do whatever she liked regardless of his feelings. After all, it was none of his business. He shouldn't have come here in the first place. She had made it clear, a good ex was someone who acted as if he was dead. "What's wrong with him?" said Bard while he shut the door. Feeling still unsatisfied, he added, "He doesn't deserve to know your true identity, sis. I'm here for you. If he shows up one more time, I will kick his ass and send him away." Sophia was amused, "Thank you, Bard." After lunch, the two of them went to the Summer Sky Group. Bard had always been aware of what had happened in the company. Sophia was doing a good job. In the first month she came here, new products were introduced, and they received excellent results. "Sophia, you're amazing. You're doing things better than me now," he complained in a pitiful tone. Chapter 42. "That's because you didn't try." Sophia gave him a glance. She called Mia in and said, "Show him to his office. He's your vice president now." "Okay." Bard, seeing a pretty assistant like Mia, could not help chatting more with her. Maybe it was because Mia also thought him good-looking, she blushed. Sophia interjected, "Don't do that, Bard." "All right." And he stopped chit-chatting with Mia. Martha, who was already confused about the arrival of Sophia, was even more confused when a new vice president came. She had never heard about Bard. How came he suddenly became the vice president? Was the Lawsons abandoning this company? She phoned someone secretly and informed the person of what happened. The person on the other side of the phone answered, "I don't know Sophia Lawson, but Bard Lawson is an opportunity for you." "What do you mean an opportunity?" Martha asked. "He's the fourth son in the Lawson family. As for why he's not known, it's because he's not so competent. Maybe he is sent here this time to train his ability. I think you know what to do next." It was indeed beyond Martha's widest imagination that Bard Lawson was the fourth son of the Lawson family. Sophia was capable, wasn't she? No. Is it possible that he was sent to keep a close watch on Sophia? It's not unlikely. After all, Sophia Lawson isn't truly one of the Lawsons. She can't completely take over this company. I think she's well aware of that. However, it's something you can make use of. You know what I mean?" "Yes." "Good. Don't let me down." "I won't." A smile emerged on Martha's face as she hung up the phone. Later, she went to Bard's office with a bag of imported snacks, which cost her a good many. She treasured them a lot and only ate a few of them each day. But since Bard was a snack lover, she must sacrifice her treasures. Someone knocked on the door the moment Bard sat down. "Come in." Martha walked in with a big smile on her face. "Hi, Mr. Lawson, I'm Martha Mikado, manager of the sales department. It's my first day meeting you and here's my present for you." She put all the snacks before him. Bard picked one immediately. "God, you bought this one. It's my favorite. How did you do that?" Martha was surprised at how easy it was to find a common topic with him. The two of them chatted with each other, and when it was almost the time, Martha was ready to get out. "Mr. Lawson, I will buy every snack you like as long as I can."
"Great, thank you."
She walked out with a cold smile. She thought it would be more challenging to deal with Bart Lawson, maybe as challenging as dealing with Travis Lawson. But not everyone was like Travis Lawson. Bart Lawson was not only a pushover, but also a retard. When Sophia came to check on Bart, he was enjoying his snacks.
"Well, it seems you are having a good time here, having snacks soon after you are employed."
"Why not?"
"Someone gave them to me," he answered casually.
"You just eat the stuff other people handed you.
Aren't you worried you are going to be poisoned?"
She shook her head resignedly.
Sometimes she really could not tell whether her brother was clumsy, or he was simply an idiot.
"Is that possible?"
He looked at the snacks.
"God, that's so scary. I need to take another one to comfort myself."
"Sophia."
"Right, tonight, there's a dinner party. I need to meet people.
You're going with me?"
"No problem."
He came here to protect his little sister. That meant he should be where his sister was. Their dress and suit were ready when they were off work. Sophia knew her brother well, so the suit she picked for him fitted him well. As for herself, she wore something she wouldn't wear normally. It was a pink dress, which made her look like an angel.
"You look amazing."
Bart was so proud of her.
"You always wear black in the past few years.
I've already told you that other colors would suit you just as fine, but you won't listen to me.
You are only 24, why are you making yourself look like an old woman?"
Before he could finish the sentence, he noticed Sophia's gestures. Her index finger and middle finger were ready to poke his eyes out.
Bart soon faked a smile. "No, my little sister looks good in everything. Let's go."
Sophia turned around and Bart quickly followed her. His suit was white. Though he may appear to be not so smart, he looked really handsome in suits. Maybe it was because the gene of the Lawson family. Sophia had always been the focus ever since she came to Sealand. The minute she showed up with Bart, she attracted a lot of attention.
"Wow," Sophia changed her male companion again.
"Do you recognize that guy, Drake?"
Flynn was shocked to find Sophia's handsome dates. Travis was more like one of those serious men, but this one was more outgoing.
"Just look at the smile on his face."
Drake's eyes were fixed on Sophia.
It's enough for them to show up in one room, now they came into public places.
Weren't they worried that Travis would know that?
"Drake."
Flynn, receiving no response from Drake, pushed him a bit.
"No."
He had the guy inspected when he left that apartment, but nothing was found.
Where did Sophia find someone like him?
Though he's not as intimidating as you, but he's equally handsome.
Before he could finish his words, he noticed the look in Drake's eyes.
It was so scary.
He'd better keep his eyes closed.
But it had been years since the last time he saw such a look on Drake's face. He had a strong desire to open a champagne to celebrate the day in which Drake was suffering.
Helena and Chloe came as well.
When they saw Bart, they went straight towards him.
"Look, it's the Lawson boy."
Hearing that, Bart pinched her face.
"What Lawson boy?"
"Call me Master Bart."
Chloe felt her face distorted.
"Ouch, it hurts.
It must cost pain to make you learn this lesson.
Quick, call me Master Bart."
Chapter 43. Chloe couldn't care less about what he said. She needed to give him a lesson as well. Though Chloe tried to hit him with her fists, Bart was rather agile and none of her attacks worked. But it was rather a cute scene to watch the two of them play with each other. Both Sophia and Helena watched, smiling. This scene, however, shocked both Flynn and Bailey.
What happened?
Why was this new guy familiar with other two girls?
Though the vibe between them was much different from that between him and Sophia.
Arya hadn't made trouble for Sophia for quite a long time, but when she saw this scene, there was disdain on her face. She said she's still a virgin? She probably had some surgery to fix it, right? Though reluctant to admit it, Emilia refuted, no, Dr. Platt's not that kind of person. She won't be tempted by money to do something that goes against her conscience. So you mean, she's still a virgin? Emilia did not look good. Her regret grew stronger each day ever since she knew Drake. If she hadn't done all those things, that would solve every problem. But why those men come after her one by one? What are they trying to get from her? That was something that bewildered Emilia as well. What did Sophia have that every man wanted her? You two are not her rivals. Do not irritate her. Olivia came and warned. Arya and Emilia exchanged a glance, both unconvinced. On another side, coincidentally, someone was walking in with the same pink dress. Everyone was looking at Sophia. And meanwhile, Sophia looked at the person coming in. Martha walked in with Matthew Burke. She smiled as if she was in control of the party. But for everyone in the dinner party, she was just doing some demeaning copy game. Why? Sophia was younger than Martha. She was certainly the most beautiful woman there with her perfect figure. Plus, people always felt that she was one of those cool girls, but the pink dress that she was wearing did not impair her beauty at all. Instead, she seemed more charming. However, things would be quite different when it came to Martha. She was in her 30s. Though she looked fine having consumed a lot of cosmetics, there was no way she could compare with Sophia. Arya smiled at Emilia secretly, here comes the show. Though they did not try to provoke Sophia, someone else was trying to do so. If such being the case, they could simply watch the show. There were a number of people saying hi to Matthew and some of them were quite curious. Mr. Burke, you must introduce us the lady by your side. We have never heard of her. Everyone knew there was something between Sophia and Travis, but the woman beside Mr. Burke dared to wear the same dress. It was fun for them to watch. Matthew smiled, she's one of my clients, the sales manager of Summer Sky Group. We are cooperating now. And I happened to have no date, so I asked her to come with me. The sales manager of Summer Sky Group. Then she must know Sophia. Wait. What was going on? An employee was wearing the same dress with the president? Martha said something to Matthew's ear, and the latter nodded. Then the two of them headed to Sophia's direction. Here came the drama. Ms. Lawson, what a coincidence. We wore the same dress. Martha, unaware of her being overshadowed, said to Sophia in an aggressive manner. You're the ma'am who sent me snacks, right? Before Sophia could answer, Bard interjected. The word ma'am amused a lot of people. Martha's face changed from red to black to pale white. Bard sized her up, ma'am, this color doesn't suit you. You know, you are not so young anymore. How come you are still wearing little girl's dress in your age? I suppose you have children now. Though your face looks fine, your figure looks all right, but the dress would suit your daughter more, not you. Chloe was not going to care about so much. She was going to laugh. Sophia approached and blamed him, don't be so harsh. She's one of our employees. Show some sympathy. Bard looked all innocent. Sophia looked at Martha, I'm so sorry, Martha. He's not good at talking. Saying the truth is all he can do. Please don't be mad at him. Ha ha ha, lol. Chloe clutched her belly while laughing. Martha's face changed again. Matthew was clear that Martha's deliberate wearing the dress showed little respect for Sophia and it was quite normal that she would fight back. Sophia did not intend to finish, but, as one of my employees, why are coming with Mr. Burke? Are you not satisfied with our company and is going to switch your job? Before Martha could answer, Sophia looked at Matthew while smiling, Mr. Burke, though I haven't worked with Martha,
I have heard from Travis that she's really good at her job and she's also helped us a lot. I believe if she could work at your place, she would definitely help to bring your company to a higher level. Of course, I must ask Mr. Burke a favor, that is to take good care of Martha. After all, she's been working at our company for more than 10 years. Sophia's words perfectly showed what a kind-hearted woman she was. But insightful people could easily tell that she was abandoning Martha. Martha intended to pose a little threat to Sophia. She was trying to prove how popular she was. Even if the Summer Sky group didn't pay much attention to her, someone would pay enough attention to her and there were many people out there trying to get her. But now. Matthew gave Martha a glance. Ms. Lawson, you must have overthought. We are just friends, coming to this dinner party together. He pushed Martha away spontaneously, leaving her all alone. Martha stood there staring at Sophia as if she was trying to look through her with her eyes. Sophia was not in the mood to commune with Martha. She continued to talk with other people. After all, the reason why she was here was to introduce Bart to more people. Good job. Flynn could not help praising. Little Sophia has made huge progress during the last 3 years. I'm really impressed. Back to the old times, she would cry for days after being scared by a worm. Her changes were astonishing. Chapter 44 Sophia, I am sick. What did you call her? Drake was freezing cold. Flynn shook his head resignedly. Just accept it. Even if you still love her, what can you do? Didn't you see those people around Sophia? She doesn't care about you anymore. Shut up, you. Bailey glared at him. Flynn did not dare to speak more. He pulled the zipper with his hand. Drake walked towards those important people. He controlled Sealand's economy. When he appeared, all the big shots had to be courteous in front of him. Ms. Lawson, you introduced him to everyone. But why did you skip me? People all felt the chill on Drake as if he was trying to kill someone. So, everyone kept their mouth shut. Sophia laughed a little. Didn't you already know each other, Mr. Riley? Why would I bother to introduce? Sophia didn't believe he hadn't investigated. But whether he had found out anything was still not certain. Yes, he does know me, but I don't know him yet. As he spoke, his eyes fell on Bard. Bard didn't care about the aggressive way Drake looked at him. Anyway, he was often treated like this by his father and eldest brother. He had long been used to it. It's really an honor for us that you want to know him, Mr. Riley. Flynn glanced at Sophia silently. She might be the only one in the world who dared to challenge Drake's bottom line like this. Well, Mr. Riley. Since you are so eager to know him. I will tell you. He is the fourth oldest master of the Lawson family. Bard Lawson. Sophia never wanted to hide Bard's identity. Their parents sent him here just to let him learn from her. Although Bard was the dumbest of her siblings, he couldn't just stay at home all day squandering money. He must learn something so that he could make a living by himself. Drake squinted slightly. It was someone from the Lawson family again. Sophia seemed to be very close to the Lawsons. One of the people couldn't help but say, "Ms. Lawson, are you helping Travis take care of his brother?" Sophia smiled. Of course, Travis went back to Pinkerton. I can't leave here for the time being, so I'll take care of his brother for him. So, the Summer Sky group still belonged to the Lawson family. Seemingly taking the tumble, people all took the initiative to flatter Bard Lawson. But Drake kept looking at Sophia. Was she really so close to the Lawsons that she could do anything for the Lawson family? Finally, after busy moments, Bard let out a sigh of relief, saying, "Sophia, sometimes I wonder how you and Travis managed to keep smiling until the end of the banquet." "Bard, it's not that difficult. Your life has been too peaceful, so you can't do it yet. After you experience things, you will learn that faking a smile is no big deal." Bard frowned.
but I saw that they have regarded me as the real president of the Summer Sky Group, and now they have begun to ignore you." Sophia said indifferently, "I have always wanted you to help me with the Summer Sky Group. You know, I can't just focus on the Summer Sky Group. I have to take care of other companies as well." Bart thought about it carefully. It was true. In the past 3 years, Sophia had created countless miracles. But even so, she was a human, not a god. She couldn't take care of so many things all at once. "Okay, I'll try my best." "Good." Sophia had drunk a lot of juice and champagne and wanted to go to the bathroom. She told them and went to the bathroom. But when she was ready to come out, a man burst in and quickly closed the door. Sophia was speechless. As two people were crammed in the small space, Sophia's face darkened. "Drake, this is the ladies' room. There is no place I can't enter if I want. Are you sick?" Sophia didn't want to talk too much with him. She tried to push him out, but he grabbed her wrist. "You are right, I am indeed sick. Since you left, I have had one sickness after another. My heart, my stomach, and every part of me are sick. Sophia, I am sick, can you heal me?" He grabbed her hand and walked forward step by step, approaching her. Sophia struggled. "I think you're mentally sick." "Yes, my biggest problem is mental illness, Sophia, I'm sick because of you." He was really aggressive. Sophia was frozen for a moment, but then she smiled. "So you are blaming me for leaving, right?" "Yes, I am. Why didn't you tell me what happened back then?" His eyes were fixed on her. He managed to hold it back before. But now, Bart showed up. And thinking about her relationship with Travis, Drake just couldn't stand it anymore. "Tell you what," Sophia said with a sarcastic smile, "they were your families. Would you take my side?" Especially, at that time, she didn't know Olivia was his stepmother. She always thought Olivia was his biological mother. How could a person disobey his mother no matter what? "So, you think I won't?" His penetrating eyes almost dazzled Sophia. Her heart was also pounding. "No. Drake, what could you change by saying all of these now? My friends are still waiting for me, please get out of the way. What if I don't? So, what do you want?" Drake's exquisite eyes gradually fell on her lips. "You are mine, from the beginning to the end. Even if I can't marry you, at least I hope your first man is me, not other men." With that, he kissed her. Sophia struggled. She thought to herself, this man was crazy. He would do whatever he wanted. This is the ladies' room. Doesn't he know that? Amelia came to the bathroom just in time to hear everything. Even if she didn't want to admit it, it was true. But she smiled. Not long after, a piece of news appeared on the internet, which said, Sophia, who is about to marry Travis, is now in the bathroom, having sex with her ex. Although there were no pictures and texts, there were voices. Although the voices were processed, a lot of information could be gotten in the video. Chloe was on her phone. She saw the message, looked around, and asked, Helena, Sophia hasn't come back yet. No, why? Chapter 45, Suspecting Sophia as a Thief. Let's go to the bathroom and have a look. Bart also realized that there is a problem. So, he shouted, I'll go with you. The three of them were in a hurry, which made Amelia smile. Who said she was no match for Sophia? She just didn't get a chance. When the three people came to the bathroom, Sophia just came out in a panic. She was all messed up. Helena asked, Sophia, are you all right? Bart shouted angrily, who bullied you? Tell me, I'll teach him a lesson. Sophia straightened her clothes. It's okay, I'm much better now. Let's go out. Obviously,
She didn't want anyone to know it.
Chloe and Helena glared at each other and followed. Flynn also saw the news and gave Bailey a look, plus seeing that Sophia had returned, he rushed towards the bathroom. Seeing Drake again, he found that Drake had washed his face and even his hair was wet.
Drake, are you all right?
It felt like he was hurt.
Drake glanced at him.
Yeah.
No, you need to talk with people if there is something.
Since childhood, you have been keeping everything to yourself.
Isn't it hard?
Drake's eyes fell on Sophia not far away. She had recovered as if what happened had nothing to do with her.
Drake put on a sarcastic smile.
He felt he had lived in vain. All his rationality collapsed the moment he saw her.
By the way, how did you know I was here?
He remembered he hadn't told them when he came over.
Flynn quickly took out his phone.
Look.
Drake looked at it, his eyes terribly cold.
The person who did this must have gone to the bathroom too just now.
Drake called Paul and asked him to check who else went to the bathroom just now.
On the other side, Aria shouted anxiously, "Where is my bracelet?
That's a birthday present from my mother.
Why is it missing?"
Amelia said softly aside, "Take your time.
Don't rush.
It must still be around here."
"Yes, it must be around.
I'm wearing it on purpose today."
Everyone knew about Aria's bracelet, which was given by Olivia on her birthday. It was made of pink diamond, designed by a famous artist. It was worth $20 million at least. That was why Aria had never suspected that Olivia was not her real mother.
Olivia also came over.
"What's wrong?"
Aria said sadly, "Mom, I can't find the pink diamond bracelet you gave me.
I saw you were wearing it before you came.
Did you drop it somewhere?"
Of course, Olivia knew that Aria was acting. She didn't want to provoke Sophia, but now it was no longer possible. She had no choice but to join the act.
Aria thought carefully.
"I just went to the bathroom, and when I washed my hands, I took off the bracelet.
Oh, it may still be in the bathroom.
I'll go and see."
Chloe frowned.
"Sophia, I have a bad feeling. It's coming for me,"
Sophia said faintly.
Bard had started to press his hands, his joints rattling.
"That's Drake's sister, right?
What an ungrateful girl.
How good you were to her back then, Sophia.
Look what she did to you.
Let me teach her a good lesson today."
Bard was always gentle to women unless the woman hurt Sophia.
Sophia said, "Don't worry. Let's watch her show."
Bard knew, of course, that his sister was smart.
Anyone who wanted to make things difficult for her sister would finally face the music themselves.
So, he agreed.
He would watch the show now and teach Aria a lesson later on.
Aria ran out from the inside, looking flustered and saying, "Mom, it's gone, it's gone."
Olivia hurriedly reassured her, "It's okay.
It won't be gone.
Search again.
It must have been left somewhere else."
Amelia came forward.
"Aria, think about it, after you came out, did someone go to the bathroom?
Let's ask her.
Maybe she saw it?"
Aria thought carefully.
"Yes.
It's Sophia.
She went in less than a minute after I came out."
Here came the point. After acting for so long, Aria finally got Sophia into the drama.
Olivia frowned.
"Aria, don't talk nonsense.
She wouldn't do this."
"Mom, why wouldn't she?
She has taken my things before.
She has seen my necklace and said it is pretty.
Who else would it be if it's not her?"
Amelia said, "Come on, maybe she didn't see it either.
To avoid misunderstanding, we'd better ask her.
She's certainly not going to admit it."
Olivia walked up to Sophia.
"Miss Lawson, I wonder if you went to the bathroom just now as my daughter said."
Sophia smiled, "The bathroom?
Yup.
However, I did not see the necklace that you guys were talking about."
Aria jumped with anger.
Look, I told you, she won't admit it.
Olivia was in no hurry and said with a smile, Ms. Lawson, we didn't mean to say you took Aria's necklace. We know we were really rude to you before, and everyone here knows that the Riley family has officially apologized to you.
Look, if you see the necklace, please let us know.
We'd appreciate it.
Well done.
Olivia was indeed the most scheming woman. Sophia maintained a calm expression as she said, Mrs. Riley, I really haven't taken it.
If you don't believe me, ask Amelia.
She went to the bathroom after me. Amelia's face froze when she was called. It was indeed Aria and Amelia's plan. They were sure that Sophia was going to the bathroom, so Aria went there first and then put the bracelet there. After Sophia went to the bathroom, Amelia would quickly take out the bracelet. But she didn't expect to run into Sophia and Drake. But Sophia shouldn't have known it. How did she find out that Amelia went after her?
Drake's phone rang. There was a video on his phone screen. In the video, Amelia went into the bathroom. When she came out again, she had a bracelet in her hand. At the same time, she was editing something on her phone. It could be seen from the video that she was editing the news on the internet before.
Chapter 46 I'll scold them one by one.
Very well.
Amelia did two things at once. Amelia quickly turned to Sophia.
Miss Lawson, what do you mean by that?
Sophia looked at her.
Don't you know what it means?
I went to the bathroom and then you followed me in, didn't you?
Later, you went out first.
Didn't you see the necklace when you washed your hands?
Of course, I.
Before Amelia could finish speaking, she was interrupted by Sophia.
Oh, I forgot, Miss Lane, you must have found the bracelet pretty, so you didn't want to give it back to Miss Riley.
Aria and Amelia had never expected that. They wanted to frame Sophia but were framed by Sophia instead now.
What happened?
Olivia smiled and said, Miss Lawson, since you didn't take it, forget it.
We'll look for it later.
Aria was naturally dissatisfied. She wanted to say something but was held back by Olivia.
You must remember wrong, let's look elsewhere.
Chloe walked up to Sophia and said, It's ridiculous. You guys are too lame to frame Sophia. Although Sophia's counterattack was impressive, Bard was unhappy. He had heard of these two people a long time ago, and today, he found them indeed annoying.
Chloe, Helena, and Sophia moved aside.
Bard had walked in front of them. His aura instantly turned oppressive. Amelia and Aria were so scared that their faces didn't look good. Olivia subconsciously shielded them both.
Master Bard, is there anything?
Get out of the way, I'll scold them one by one.
Everyone was silent.
Bard dragged Olivia away like she was a chicken. He pointed at Aria.
You are the stupidest idiot in the world.
Whoever treated you well will be betrayed.
I wonder why you even have friends.
But you don't have any other friends besides this bitch, do you?
It makes sense.
You look so disgusting.
You do nasty things.
Looking at you is repulsive.
Who would like to be your friend?
You are one of the most disgusting maggots in the whole world.
Aria was almost about to cry after being cursed by a man in front of so many people.
But Bard didn't care about her reputation.
He pointed to Amelia and continued, And you have a wicked heart.
Calling you a witch is unfair to witches.
You are always acting like a victim.
All human hearts are red, but yours is black.
I advise you to stop pretending.
Do you still have the appetite for dinner thinking about yourself?
Do your parents know how disgusting you are?
Chloe almost laughed out loud.
And you.
With that, Bard pointed at Olivia.
Olivia's body froze, and when she was about to speak, she was cut off.
As a woman, you spend all days thinking of things that are out of your reach.
It's useless.
You'll be punished by God for your immoral deed, so watch out.
Hope you can sleep well during the night.
Rubbish.
His last comment stunned everyone. Even if Bard was from the Lawson family, it was a bit too much to offend the Riley family like this. Besides, he did this for Sophia, who had not yet married into the Lawson family. Wasn't he afraid that the Riley family would seek revenge? And Drake was just standing there, not saying a word? It was surprising that Drake really didn't say a word. Bard had already thought about it. If Drake dared to say a word, he would scold Drake too. Anyway, he had wanted to do this kind of thing for a long time. However, it seemed that Drake had no intention of joining the battle. So, Bard didn't scold him. Glancing at the group of people arrogantly, making sure that nothing happened, Bard walked to Sophia. Sophia, do you still want to stay here?
No more.
Everything that needed to be done was done. It was time to leave.
Bard nodded.
The air is bad here.
Let's go back.
Humph. Chloe grunted at Olivia and the girls as she walked away. Olivia had never been so humiliated. She was so embarrassed. After Sophia and his friends left, to avoid further embarrassment, people all went talking with each other. Flynn said in disbelief, "Sophia is really someone. She got the three Lawsons to speak for her." Not only that, even Travis' parents were on Sophia's side. So, in the past 3 years, Sophia must have gotten along with Travis so well that everyone in the Lawson family accepted her, right? Walking out, Bard still looked chagrined. I was too merciful just now. They deserve more insults. I really want to go back and scold them again.
Chloe nodded.
Yes, I feel the same every time I scold people. But don't worry, this is just the beginning. Anyway, you are living in Sealand now, you'll have enough chances to see them. You get everything in your hands.
Makes sense.
Bard laughed, awesome. I've been putting up with these people for a long time. I won't let them stay intact after bullying my sister.
Let's go.
I am happy today.
Let's go for a barbecue.
Great. When it came to food, Chloe was also very happy. The four of them went to a remote barbecue restaurant where they sat on the side of the road and enjoyed themselves very much. This place looked a bit too low for their social status, but they had been frequent customers here. The banquet ended. The Riley family got in a car and passed by this place, happened to see the four having food in the open air. Arya said with contempt. That fact is, an ugly duck can never become a beautiful swan. However, as soon as she finished speaking, she noticed Drake's eyes. Although a little scared, Arya still said, dissatisfied.
Drake, I mean.
Arya didn't dare to finish her sentence. Drake withdrew his eyes and looked out the window. Sophia was enjoying the barbecue in a casual manner. At this time, she looked like the girl she was when they first met. But for some reason, she just couldn't act the same in front of him. Amelia's eyes were fixed on Drake all this time, her hands subconsciously clenched. After eating, the four people went home respectively. But the news about Sophia and Drake had been on the internet all the time. No one removed it. But because of this, Martha had a good excuse. Before Sophia came to work, Martha called the shareholders one by one and told them about the incident. Chapter 47. Why are you still targeting Ms. Lawson? Everyone felt it was necessary to hold a meeting on this matter. So, when Sophia arrived, Mia walked over nervously and said, "Ms. Lawson, bad news, the shareholders have requested a meeting." Sophia had already thought of this.
"It's okay.
Don't worry. They can't do anything to me." Mia didn't know why Sophia was so calm. But not everyone could sit in her position. Plus, Sophia just had a natural sense of power when she spoke, so Mia believed her. Bard followed Sophia into the conference room. Everyone was talking about the matter, but as Sophia entered, they felt an aura overpowering them and subconsciously shut their mouths.
Sophia sat down. Bard pulled a chair casually and sat next to Sophia in a carefree manner, which aroused the dissatisfaction of shareholders. But due to his identity, people couldn't say anything. Everyone, if you have anything to say, say it. Don't keep it to yourself uncomfortably. People looked at each other. Someone said with courage, "Ms. Lawson, we appreciate your effort in leading us to open up the domestic market. However, I think it is necessary to pay a little bit of attention to your personal life. The Summer Sky Group is not yet listed, but it won't take long. We must have such a plan. Once the company is listed, there will be shares. And what happened yesterday would cause us a big problem. We are sitting here for our common benefits. I believe you don't want such things to happen either, do you?" The corners of Sophia's mouth were raised. "You're right, I don't. But are you guys here in the meeting because my ability to handle things is questioned?" "Oh, I see. You still don't believe me. In your eyes, I'm just a woman with a messy life. That's why I'm get the position, right? The purpose of having this shareholders meeting is just to take me down from my position, am I right?" Everyone's faces darkened. They knew that Sophia was a blunt person, but they were still shocked at how straightforward she was. Everyone fell silent in an instant. Sophia looked at Martha. "Martha, tell me, is it you who organized this meeting? Everyone else has spoken, why didn't you say anything?" Martha, who was mentioned, was stunned for a moment. She didn't expect her purpose to be exposed at a glance. Everyone also looked at her, hoping that she would say something instead of using them as a shield and doing nothing herself. "Ms. Lawson, are you still mad at me because of the dress I wore yesterday?" "Sorry, I didn't expect you to wear the same dress. If I knew, I definitely wouldn't do it." Sophia snorted. She said with a haughty look on her face, "Stop acting, you're in your 30s, which woman at such an age would wear a pink dress? It is not very convincing that you didn't do it on purpose." Martha looked extremely embarrassed. She didn't expect Sophia to be so mean. "Ms. Lawson, what do you mean? Stop acting. You even dressed like me. Your intention couldn't be more obvious." Martha still wanted to speak, but Sophia coldly glanced at every shareholder. "I know you guys have put all your attention on the news online, so you didn't notice what an amazing thing our sales manager did last night. I'm not afraid to wear the same clothes as other people. But the Summer Sky Group has just risen in Sealand. I can't stand my employee doing this kind of thing to provoke me. It's a shame. You all know my ability. Some people don't like me, so they want to find an opportunity to kick me out. If I am not capable at work, I will leave by myself. But, if someone plots to kick me out, I won't just let it slide." Upon hearing this, everyone looked at Martha. Martha felt a burning pain in her cheeks. One of the shareholders asked, "Ms. Mikado, what's going on? Won't you explain it to us?" "Yeah, you have done such a disgraceful thing to the company. Aren't you going to tell us what's going on?" When Martha was just about to explain, Sophia looked at her and said, "Don't say you haven't done it. So many people saw it last night. And don't say you didn't mean it. People are not blind." Bard, who kept silent all this time, said, "What, Ms. Mikado? Are you dissatisfied with the Lawson family's decision?" That was a great accusation for Martha. She explained in a panic, "No, no, how can I be dissatisfied with the decision made by the company? Oh, no. So, what is it?" There was a playful smile on Bard's face, but his eyes were firm. Because of Amelia and Aria yesterday, he didn't have time to teach Martha a lesson. Yet she was still bullying his sister like this now. Martha bit her lip tightly. She brought him snacks yesterday, they got along pretty well. Why was Bard still helping Sophia now? Was there something wrong with him? "Martha,
I think you want to sit in Ms. Lawson's seat. Bard went straight to the point. Everyone knew this, but no one except him put it on the table. Martha became even more flustered.
No, no, Mr. Lawson, you misunderstood, I never thought that way.
Interesting. Bard sneered, if not, why are you targeting Ms. Lawson all the time? Don't tell me that you fell in love with the same man as her. Didn't you get married and have children? Martha's face turned pale. It wasn't until this moment that the shareholders understood Martha's intention. They didn't need to hear the whole story to get what was going on. Sophia glanced at everyone. Does anyone want to speak? If not, go to work now. I don't want this kind of thing to waste our time. People were all ashamed. That was right. What were they doing? Why didn't they seize the time to make money but got involved in such a drama? One by one, they all walked out. Martha was still sitting there, biting her lip tightly, with a dissatisfied expression on her face. Sophia walked out without even looking at her. Chapter 48 He wants someone to see it. Back in the office, Sophia was getting ready for work. Bard came over and said angrily, "This kind of thing has an extremely bad impact on Drake too. He can remove the news with just a word, but he just won't. What's he thinking about?" Sophia looked up at him. "He wants someone to see it." "Who?" "Travis." Although Bard was a little stupid, he was still smarter than ordinary people. He immediately understood. "Oh, he is trying to break up the two of you. You destroyed his marriage. He is angry, so he wants to destroy yours too, right?" Sophia smiled but didn't say anything. "What a petty man. Fortunately, you broke up with him, otherwise, I'll beat him every day." Sophia looked at him. "Okay, go to work. If you don't learn anything here, Dad will scold me." "Okay, I'll go right away." But he had to find a chance to teach Drake a lesson. At the Riley Group, Drake picked up the receiver of the landline and heard the person say, "Mr. Riley. Travis is calling you, would you like to talk to him?" Drake had been waiting for this call. Yet he said indifferently, "Yes." The call was quickly transferred. "Mr. Riley." He didn't sound friendly. "Mr. Lawson." Drake had a smug smile. "I really didn't expect you to be so naive, Mr. Riley. Do you think that just this kind of news can make my family change our views about Sophia?" "You are wrong, the Lawson family is not the Riley family. We are not blind. Everybody from my family, not only me, trusts Sophia. If such things happen again, Mr. Riley, don't blame the Lawson family for doing things that you don't like. Bye." With that, Travis hung up the phone. Drake felt his heart stuck by something. "I really didn't expect you to be so naive, Mr. Riley. Do you think that just this kind of news can make my family change our views about Sophia? You are wrong, the Lawson family is not the Riley family. We are not blind. We are not blind." These four words kept echoing in his head, making him upset. Paul knocked on the door and came in, sensing something was wrong with him, and asked, "Mr. Riley, are you all right?" "Yes." Drake didn't want anyone to know. "Miss Lane is here." Normally, Drake wouldn't let her in, but thinking about the video last night. "Let her in." "Yes." Paul also knew this, so he came to report it. Otherwise, he would have asked her to leave. Amelia came in with a lunchbox, smiling, but at the same time, there was a cautious look in her eyes. "Drake, you haven't eaten at noon, have you? I cooked for you." Before she finished speaking, she noticed Drake's look. She was stunned and stopped. "Drake." She called softly. "Are we familiar with each other? What are you doing?" Obviously, Drake was angry. Amelia's heart skipped a beat. Was it because of what happened last night?
Did he realize that she did it?
Drake, are you mad at me?
I know I shouldn't have said that about Sophia, causing her to be almost misunderstood.
Yes, that was right.
This woman had not only done one thing behind his back.
Come here.
There was no emotion in his voice.
Amelia walked towards him.
He grabbed her neck.
Drake.
She screamed.
Drake had already lifted her body into the air, his eyes dark and terrifying.
Do you think I'm talking about just this one thing?
Are you not responsible for what happens on the internet?
Amelia, who was pinched, had no time for other reactions.
She grabbed his hand, trying to make him let go.
Drake, I'm going to die if you do this.
Die?
Drake sneered, then why don't you die?
His words were so harsh, making her stiffen immediately.
Drake wanted her to die.
Just because she hurt Sophia, he wanted her to die.
Amelia stopped pretending.
Drake, what's so good about Sophia?
She abandoned you.
And now she has another man.
Why are you so obsessed with her?
She didn't care about you at all when she hurt your family.
Why do you still like her?
You're right.
Amelia was surprised.
He actually agreed with her.
But not long after, he smiled ironically, but do you really think I don't know why she left me back then?
Isn't it because your dear aunt wants you to marry me?
It's a pity that you failed to live up to her expectations.
You did too many shameless things, so you are out of the game.
Are you still trying to please me today?
Listen carefully, even if I die, I will never marry you.
With that, he threw her to the ground forcefully.
Her whole body was in pain.
Also, take your food away.
Drake pushed the lunchbox over without a bit of mercy.
The lunchbox just hit her in the chest.
She almost gasped for breath from the pain.
She didn't know how long it took before she calmed down.
Looking at the indifferent person sitting there, she got up bit by bit.
Do you think you can be with Sophia again even if you don't marry me?
I'm telling you, no way, ever.
She took the lunchbox and walked out of the office slowly.
At the door, she almost fell down again.
She was almost killed just now.
Amelia's eyes were gradually filled with hatred.
Even if he didn't want her, she wouldn't allow him to be with Sophia again.
The news was quickly removed.
The various comments were gone too.
New comments couldn't be posted at all.
Money talked louder than anything.
In this way, people gradually stopped talking about this matter.
After all, there was still much fresh news to gossip about.
Chapter 49 Drake, guess who I saw at the bar?
Mia was the first to notice it.
She walked over and reported, "Ms. Lawson, look, the news about you and Mr. Riley last night has been removed."
Sophia was not surprised.
If she didn't do it, someone would.
She didn't care.
After all, the company hadn't been listed yet, so she wouldn't be affected.
But Drake was different.
Okay, I see.
Mia glanced at her.
They were the same age.
Why was Sophia so calm no matter what?
She felt ashamed of herself.
With that in mind, Mia went out to work.
At night, when Sophia came home, she didn't see Bard, so she called him.
Bard, where are you?
I'm at the bar, Sophia, are you off work?
Sophia said resignedly, why are you going to the bar?
You should work in the company.
Well, I am off work.
So, I thought I should have some fun.
Do you come?
I'll get someone to pick you up.
Nope, enjoy yourself.
Sophia was a little tired.
By the way, come back early.
You gotta work tomorrow.
She knew that her brother liked messing around but usually he would not go too far.
Still, it was hard for him to stop all entertainment at once.
Okay, I got it.
The two hung up the phone.
Flynn had noticed Bard since he arrived.
Bard was having fun with several girls.
He immediately called Drake.
Hey, Drake,
guess who I saw at the bar?
Drake was tired.
Just say it, or I'll hang up.
Wait, I saw Bard.
Drake's eyes changed.
Guess what, Bard is having fun here with several women.
If I take a picture of the scene and show it to Sophia, what expression will she have?
Drake was silent for a while, and then said, take a picture and send it to me.
All right.
Flynn took a photo secretly.
Drake didn't reply to Flynn after receiving the picture.
Flynn sent him several messages after, but he didn't reply.
Flynn stopped wasting time on this and started enjoying himself.
Like Bard, he was also the one who enjoyed having fun the most among his brothers.
Sophia heard a knock on the door.
She opened it with a helpless face and said, Bard, you can use your fingerprints or scan your face.
Before she finished speaking, she saw Drake.
By the time Sophia reacted and was ready to close the door, Drake was already in.
Drake.
Sophia said angrily.
I'm here.
No need to scream so loud.
There was an annoying smile on his face.
Who asked you to come?
Get out.
Drake walked in and closed the door as if he had returned home.
Then he sat on the sofa and ate the grapes on the coffee table.
Sophia stood there motionless.
Drake glanced at her.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I have been respectful enough to knock on the door instead of opening it with my fingerprints.
Sophia crossed her arms above her chest.
Please.
Get.
Out.
Now.
Drake, however, leaned back on the couch,
why are you alone?
Where's Bard?
Does it have anything to do with you?
Sophia looked indifferent.
Drake laughed, it looks like you and Bard are on good terms.
I thought you had settled Travis and Bard, but, it doesn't seem that way now.
What are you trying to say?
Let me show you a picture.
Drake showed her the photo on his phone.
It was a picture of Bard with girls in the bar.
There was no change on Sophia's face.
So, that's why you came here.
Drake put away his phone.
Sophia, I really didn't expect you to be so slutty now.
The Lawson boys are all being fooled by you.
Sophia didn't speak.
But it doesn't look like so now.
Don't you feel disappointed?
Sophia chuckled.
So you're here to mock me?
Drake stood up and walked over to her.
Sophia, why do you have to humiliate yourself like this?
You are completely...
He didn't finish his sentence.
Sophia looked directly at him and said, go on.
Drake didn't say it, and it took him a long time before he said, I apologize for what my grandfather, stepmother, sister, and Amelia have done, Sophia, I'm sorry.
Sophia sneered, do you think I can let them go just because of your apology?
Drake, when did you become so naive?
Drake grabbed her wrist.
Sophia, I know I can't make it up to you for what happened in the past, but, don't live in hatred.
I don't want you to become.
Become what?
Became a woman who lives in hatred.
Sophia looked him straight in the eye.
No, at least not the way you are now.
Sophia once again let out a sarcastic smile.
So, you want me to be that silly girl I was before so that the Riley family could bully me at will?
I did not mean that.
Drake didn't know how to explain it.
I don't care what you mean.
It's late now.
Get lost.
Instead of walking away, Drake leaned in closer.
Sophia can feel a different aura from him.
If it was strong before, then it was dangerous and intoxicating now.
She kept moving backward.
Drake, did you hear what I said?
Before she finished speaking, he kissed her.
The kiss was familiar yet strange.
Once, when they first got together, he stole her first kiss.
He said at that time, Sophia, since you are my woman, everything about you belongs to me.
Now, I'll take your first kiss, then, your virginity.
I want everything about you to belong to me. Although they didn't get there yet, they kissed a lot.
She had never forgotten that feeling, not even in a dream.
But slowly, as time went by,
That kiss became more and more strange, so strange that when they kissed again now, she actually started to reject it. Sophia pushed him away directly, and said with a sarcastic smile, "Mr. Riley, your kissing skills don't seem to have improved much in the past 3 years, and I no longer feel anything about your kisses. Don't do this again." Drake stared at her without saying anything. The way he stared at her gave her goosebumps. But in front of him, she would rather die than give in. "Has he ever kissed you? And do you feel anything?" Chapter 50 "He's a much better kisser than you." Drake's question was out of nowhere. Sophia narrowed her eyes slightly and said, "Yes, I feel a lot. He's a much better kisser than you." Before she finished speaking, he kissed her again. "Drake, you..." He didn't give her the chance to speak. She thought he was crazy. He blocked her lips completely. His hands were moving randomly on her body. Sophia tried to lift her leg, but he easily pushed it down. Gradually, she stopped resisting. She gave up. Drake let go of her. The distance between them was very short. "Do you hate my kiss that much?" "I hate you." They looked each other in the eye. After an unknown amount of time, Drake let her go, walked out of her house, and closed the door. Sophia didn't come back to her senses for a long time. Slowly, she squatted down and put her hands on her hair, feeling awful. During this time, the Riley family had been quiet. Even Drake didn't appear in front of her. At the company, Bard had studied very well. After all, he was a member of the Lawson family, so he had a talent for business. Cosmetics were also sold very well. S. Bard was worried about only one thing. "Sophia, you're not going to give the company to me so soon and go to another one, are you? Recently, the government is calling for tenders to build a large number of overpasses in Sealand to improve the traffic. You know, it's profitable. I want to have a try." Bard nodded. "For now, no other cities have implemented such plans. If Sealand does well, other cities will naturally do the same. It's an opportunity." "Okay, go ahead. I'll take care of the company." "Well, watch out for Martha." "Don't worry. She can't make any fuss with me here." Sophia trusted him on that. However, it was not suitable for Sophia to give her position to Bard. After all, the company had been founded not long ago. Her sudden resignation would cause unnecessary turbulence. So, Bard would go on staying there as the vice president. And nobody would pay attention to her short absence. The government's bidding plan also attracted the attention of other companies in Sealand. Everyone was interested in the bidding. On this day, dozens of companies came. Sophia was accompanied by Chloe. Chloe had nothing to do and had been helping Sophia manage the company. This time they appeared on behalf of the Skylane group. Unexpectedly, they ran into Flynn, Bailey, and Drake. Sophia and Chloe walked inside as if they didn't see the three of them. Flynn was dumbfounded. "Is the Summer Sky group here too?" Bailey added. "Probably not the Summer Sky group." The Summer Sky group was mainly engaged in cosmetics, and there was no cosmetics company here today. Flynn gave Bailey a strange look. "Then why is she here?" "I'm afraid she's not just the boss of the Summer Sky group." Flynn didn't know what to say. Not only just being the boss of the Summer Sky group was cool enough. What else could Sophia be? Drake kept looking at Sophia with a puzzled look. When they arrived, Flynn was dumbfounded seeing that Sophia was sitting at the Skylane group's place. It is said that the president of the Skylane group is a mysterious person that no one has seen before. Is it Sophia? Bailey did a quick search on a website that ordinary people had no access to. "Congratulations, you are right. No way. Is she really the head of the Skylane group?" It really shocked Flynn. If he hadn't seen it with his own eyes, he would never have imagined that such a company had anything to do with Sophia. Bailey glanced at Drake.
It looks like her power has infiltrated Sealand since many years ago. Could anyone imagine it? A seemingly sweet girl was actually the boss of two companies. They only knew about these two companies now. But it didn't mean that Sophia had only two companies. After all, the Skylane Group and the Summer Sky Group were not in the same industry. Drake didn't say a word. He just stared at Sophia the whole time. Chloe noticed it, and a sarcastic smile appeared on her face. Sophia, Drake is behind you. You would never guess what he looks like now. Sophia didn't want to turn around at all. I don't care about him. Of course, he has just known that you have two companies. If he knows more, he would be shocked. My business has nothing to do with him. We must get the bid today. Don't worry. I'm confident this time. Although Chloe looked like a careless person, she was the young lady of the Pinkerton Thomas family after all. When she worked, she was excellent. The people from the government came and looked around first. When their eyes fell on Sophia, they were stunned for a moment. Of course, except for them, everyone who came here looked surprised. Although Sophia was not from Sealand, she was really popular recently, especially because she was the first love of Drake, the richest man in Sealand. Now she was here as the president of the Skylane Group. Interesting. Then, the people from the government smiled and said, "It seems that everyone attaches great importance to this project. I am very happy to see this. Our city is not the only one baffled by traffic jams. Every city is facing this problem. There are more and more people coming into the city as urbanization goes on. The rural areas are under unified management. The rest of the population is going to work in the cities. Cars are the major means of transportation. As we all know, we spend too much time in commute, from 1 hour to 3 hours more. Back and forth, it would take 6 hours. We can't rest well, and our work efficiency will naturally be affected. We have always wanted to solve this problem. Therefore, it is our honor to pilot this project in Sealand." Everyone listened quietly. This is related to everyone's life. Okay, I'll stop here, so now, please start bidding.